Hello?
Hello, Sarmad. It's Gail at Local Splash.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you, thank you.
Good. Did I give you a chance to get your lunch grabbed and so we can you can eat while we talk?
No, go ahead, we're fine.
Oh, all right. So, actually, I was just looking everything over. This won't take very long. I've already gotten a lot of the information that your technician is going to need. So I've gathered your Facebook page address. And also, you and I needed to finish talking about your website. I would recommend letting us rebuild it for you. It won't cost you anything. And then that's all right with you?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, we can dress it up, modernize it for you, and then it'll be Google compliant too. So that'll help you guys out.
Okay.
And then let's see. So I got to start on listing the services that you offer. And what I did is I looked at your Yelp listing and I grabbed them from there. So I'll read off what I have and then you tell me as we go if there are any that you want added or removed.
Okay.
So from your Yelp, I did pressure washing, power washing, mold removal, building cleaning, deck cleaning, fence cleaning, graffiti removal.
Oh, no, there's no duct cleaning. Duct cleaning, it's something else.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was deck. Deck cleaning.
Oh, deck. I'm sorry. I thought I said duct. Yeah. My bad.
No worries.
Yeah.
Let's see. Fence cleaning, graffiti removal, heavy equipment cleaning, patio cleaning, siding cleaning, walkway and sidewalk cleaning, brick cleaning, concrete cleaning, driveway garage, gum removal, moss removal, roof cleaning, stairs cleaning. Did we miss any?
Solar panel cleaning.
Oh, wow, you're doing that now.
Yes.
That's a big deal these days. Wow. Do you know anything about a company called the Solar Academy?
I'm not sure, to be honest. No.
Okay, I'll have to look and see if it's something that might benefit you. It may be more geared toward people who install solar, I guess. Okay. Anything else you can think of that we should add?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
You must do soft washing too then, right?
I have soft wash, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to say that too because people might look that up. I mean, they do. I thought of another one too. Oh, I know. I wanted to ask you, do you want more residential or commercial or should we list both?
I would love to have both, but I'll be honest, like doing residential, it brings more money than commercial.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you noticed that, but like,
I didn't know that.
Residential, like because that residential, if we do like a house a day, it's much different than like small visits for a commercial. It depends. Also, the commercial there's different like places. But like but I would do both. I would love to have both. But for now, like I would love to have residential also, like more residential.
Okay, so I'll list both. All right. Anything else you can think of for services?
I'm not sure. Parking lot. I forget if you can do parking lot. Like there's an actual parking lot.
You got it. It's in there. All right. If you think of any others, just let us know. And even if it's, you know, down the road and you get new equipment that you're able to do something else, let us know so we can get it all. We'll get it into your website, into your programming, make sure you're covered there. And that never costs anything for changes like that.
Okay.
And let's start getting some info here. So, Sarmad, I just want to make sure I have your first name spelled right. Is it S-A-R-M-A-D?
Correct.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
M-I-K-A-E-E-L. It's double E-L.
M-I-K-A-E-E-L.
Correct.
That is a beautiful, it's a beautiful last name. Is it Mikhail?
It's Mikhail, yes.
Mikhail. That's a pretty last name. I like that.
Thank you.
Maybe it's a cool last name. Maybe that sounds better.
Yeah, see, it's kind of Russian people. They have that name. They call it Mikhail. It's kind of different.
Oh, about, okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. That's a neat name.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you, I better double check this. Your email address, I've got kingspowerwashd@gmail.com.
kingspowerwashsd, like San Diego, SD.
There it is. Yes. Okay. Perfect. So I'm going to send you two emails, and if I've already sent these earlier, my apologies for the duplicates. The first one I'm sending is, it's more information on our reporting and dashboard area. And I don't remember if we covered it or not, but you'll have an area in our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, things like that. So that just tons more information on that. And then the second one is your exact price and package so that you've got that in writing. And then let's see. So we don't need to do anything with those just yet, or well, actually at all. They're more for your files.
Okay.
I have a couple of things here. I'm also, as I'm going, double and in some cases triple checking to make sure I've got everything matching here for you. We don't like misinformation.
Okay.
And then I've got for your phone number 619-486-2801. And is that also your business number, Sarmad?
Yes, that's a business number.
Okay, perfect. And let's see. Let's go ahead. Company name, I've got King's Power Wash. Is there Inc. or LLC behind that at all?
It's a partnership, so I believe,
okay.
I forgot what the partnership can be.
Quite more often than not, it's LLC. Does that sound right?
Just give me 1 second. I'm sorry, because I believe it's LLC. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then the address for the business.
Okay. Does the address gonna be showed on my profile? That is it gonna be showed?
No. Because, if you don't
because,
want it to be,
I don't have. It's gonna be my home address because I don't have a office. It's all on call, so I don't have an office.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. So what we do there, and honestly, Sarmad, I can't tell you the last time I worked with a contractor of any kind who wasn't home-based. It's just kind of seems to be the way of the world. So that's no problem. What we'll do, in fact, I'm going to go make that note right now so we don't forget not to publish your street address.
Wait.
Let's see. There we go. Yeah, we do that quite often. And Google doesn't want people to know where you live either. But all right, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for your address.
Okay, it's 1321 Greenfield Drive.
And is that El Cajon? Oh, unit 11.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And El Cajon?
Yeah.
92021?
Correct, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Let me grab another link here real quick. Okay, that all looks good. Make sure I'm checking all the boxes. Make sure everything looks good. Okay, Sarmad, I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. I know you already have my phone number, but I'm going to send it to you again in another text just to make sure you've got my info right in your phone. So I'm the lead on your account, and anytime you need anything, if you run into trouble, I really don't expect you will. We've got a top-notch team. But if so, just always let me know, and I'll jump in if you need me and help with whatever you need help with, okay?
Okay. So just in trying to be on the same page, so like the email you sent me for the car, just trying to, because you told me last time you can lower it to 300 instead of 350.
Oh, I did. Let me look here. Oh, my gosh, Sarmad, you're right. I did. There's my note. I missed it when I looked earlier. Let me correct that for you. I'll correct that, and then I'll resend it. I'm glad you caught that. Thank you.
All right.
Good catch.
Yeah.
Really, I appreciate it. We deal with Google. We don't like things to not be right, so I do appreciate you having my back.
Thank you, thank you.
So you guys
have any program or something that you guys send lead, or that's the only thing you guys do, just like the first page on Google?
No, actually, one of the things that we'll be doing for you too is we'll be running Facebook ads for you. So your package includes every single month a $100 allocation for Facebook ads. And so we'll write the ads, we'll run them. You don't have to worry about them. Just collect the inbound leads that result.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay. And now were you referring to like the Google guaranteed ads or the Google pay-per-clicks? Is that what you were?
I'm not sure, to be honest, how the system works, because I know some other businesses, like, for example, my cousin, he do auto glass, so he hired a company that they send him calls, and they charge him for the whole course, something like this.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I think he's paying some couple hundred dollars for that company, and they send a lot of calls.
Okay, it may be, let me look. I wonder if, I don't think it was available there. It may be Google Guaranteed that he's talking about, but let me take a look. Now, is he also in the same business?
I'm sorry?
Is he in the same business that you're in?
No, he's do auto glass.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure what he might be talking about. There are quite a few different services that you do pay by the lead. Maybe that's one of them.
I'm not sure, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. There is a program called Google Guaranteed, and it's a wonderful, wonderful program. Unfortunately, it's not available in your area for your category. I was just looking at that. It is a really amazing pay-per-lead program. So what I'll do, Sarmad, I'll put a note on your file. We expect any day we're going to get an update from Google on the new categories. So Google Guaranteed is new enough that it's just not available everywhere for every category. So like in Tampa, Florida, I just remember off the top of my head, they do allow power washing and pressure washing as a category. But it hasn't made it to El Cajon in San Diego yet. It's kind of odd, but, any day we expect them to be updating that list. So we're keeping fingers crossed for several areas, but I'll keep an eye on San Diego for you for that. Okay. And then I did resend that email. I adjusted that. So the other, yeah, the first one you can.
I just go
perfect. Perfect. So the first one, of course, you can just discard. Okay. And then did I lost my place here. I think I might have just double texted you. Yes, I double texted you. I'm a dork. So, oh, well, you've got an extra information there. Not the worst thing that could happen, right? And then I'm going to text you another link. This one is just more information about how the call tracking works. And then there's an option, well, a couple of optional items I've got for you. Neither one add any charges on whatsoever. But one is, if you'd like, we can add to your website the option for payment. Like if you use PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle, any of those, we can get that on your website so you can send people there. Is that something you'd like?
I don't know if we can do something. Because, I don't know, is it like it's just the information is going to be there? Like how is it, what do you mean?
Right. So if, for example, you accepted PayPal, there'd be a link on your website for them to go to PayPal and pay you through your PayPal account.
Okay. Yeah, I think
does
so.
That.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be honest. At this moment, I've been accepting PayPal, Venmo, cash, and check. I haven't made a credit card or something yet.
Okay. Well, so you said PayPal and Venmo, though.
Yeah, I do have those.
Perfect. All right, I'll put that on there for you then. And then the next optional item is our Splash app. Now, it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone. And the app has its own unique phone number that's local to you. And you can have other lines connected with your account. So, like for your partner or for any employees. And the idea is you would make and receive business calls through the app so that you could keep business and personal separate. Is that something you think you'd be interested in?
I'm sorry. You were just cutting off for the last part. Can you just repeat that again, please?
I'm not sure how much you heard. The Splash app that installs on your cell phone. And then you can have additional lines on there also at no cost. And so like if you wanted your partner to have the app and the number or a number of his own, and then your employees could as well. The idea is to be able to keep your business and personal separate, but on the same cell phone.
Okay. I'm not sure. Like, to be honest, this is the only. Okay, yes, I have my phone right now. On my phone, I have two lines, which is my business line, my phone. They're both on the same phone, but my phone has SIM cards. So,
I'm gonna recommend no. Yeah, I think this might confuse. It might confuse each other. I think you're right. I think no is the way to go there. Absolutely. It sounds like you've got it in hand. Well, and the other thing I was going to point out, too, is if you've got advertising that's in print anywhere out in the world with your 2801 number on it, you don't want that to change. So yeah, I think that Noah is better on that option. All right, Saramad, let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call. So this is a call, I'll call you and then I'll bring your technician in on the line with us. And we'll do quality control, one more check to make sure all the info is right, and talk about what you want on your website, how to get photos to us, things like that. I like to do the onboarding at your earliest convenience. I'm wondering, so we, would that work? It would work. No, it wouldn't work. Shoot. They're closed from noon to one. I was going to suggest we do it at the same time tomorrow during your lunch. But they're closed. Okay. Well, we'll have to find a different hour. So tomorrow I've got 8, 9, 10, 11, 1, 2, 3. Do any of those work for you?
Tomorrow, the thing is, I'm gonna be out for business tomorrow, in around 9, 10 a.m. I'm not
okay.
Sure how long. I'm not sure how long that's gonna take me.
Okay.
So I'll be honest.
So you're.
What's the
you're
latest,
out.
What's the latest that we can do?
What's that?
What's the phone call?
Oh, so we block an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And you don't need to be in, you don't need to be in front of a computer either.
Okay, I see. Yeah,
we,
I guess we can do it somewhere around, maybe like 9 to 10 a.m. before
I get to the job.
Because
you got
I don't know what I'm going to be done after that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So I'm going to put you in for 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
And there we go. Make my screen do an update for me. So I'm building that calendar appointment, and then as soon as I've got that built, I'll send it over to you. Here we go. Okay, Saramad, so I've got another email headed your direction. The subject line is local splash CIE. And when that one gets there, it'll be a calendar appointment. If you would please open it up and hit the yes button for me.
Yes.
Thank you. Let me make sure it updates over here.
So did you got it? Because I don't know when I press yes, did you got that?
No, it didn't make it to me.
So you want me to go to Microsoft page or a different browser? Let me see.
Okay. It didn't make it, but I'm not going to fret over it. I'm just going to put a note in here that we verbally confirmed.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, I'm going to put a note here too. There we are. We can get past that. Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. What we've got next. We've got your onboarding call scheduled. That looks good. Okay. And I'll put this appointment in real quick on their calendar too. Okay. And then I'll go ahead and set up your subscription, Saramide. Couple of things that we need to cover, just sort of housekeeping. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. I thought I heard somebody trying to talk to you. So one thing to know, we don't ever call you asking for more money. So if you do get any, you know, calls from anyone asking you for more money, just know that it's not us. Often it is a scam. Just want you to be aware of that, just with increased visibility out there in the world, that sometimes happens.
Okay.
And if you're ever in doubt, call me before you do anything. A couple of weeks ago, I had one of my clients called and says, hey, somebody called me telling me I needed to pay them $200 for my website to do, I don't know, something. And
yeah.
I have to pay that? And I, no, that's not us. That's a scam. Don't do it. So, yeah, just so you know, if that's not us, and you should be probably leery if you get calls like that, especially if they can't identify themselves. And then to help protect you, we set up a security question and answer system with you. So I'll have you choose a security question and answer, and then anytime someone tries to access your account, they'll have to get through that. So we have three options, mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First what? Sorry?
First pet's name.
Oh, first pet's name. Okay. And the city you born in?
Okay. And go ahead, I'm ready.
Okay, it's not going to be a city, it's going to be a country.
Okay.
Okay, it's Iraq.
It's what? Iraq?
Yeah.
Perfect, thank you.
No.
There we go. It X's it out, and I have to type it twice, so I always hold my breath. Make sure I type it in the right way.
Yeah.
All right. And Saramad, on the credit card that you're using today, does your middle name or a middle initial appear?
Okay. The credit card is going to be... No, there's no initial. There's no middle name. Just first and last name.
Okay. And then I assume that goes to the 1321 Greenfield Drive in El Cajon?
Yes.
Perfect. And Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Master.
Okay. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are. Just for security reasons, I won't read it back to you, but if you just give it to me in four-digit blocks, I should be able to keep up as it X's out.
So today's amount is going to be around 400 for the first time, right?
It'll be 348. And that's the 24, correct. So 299 for your first month and the one time 99.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wait a minute. my math. You're right. I am so sick. Wow. I think I need more caffeine. 398. Yes, you are correct. I was wrong. I appreciate that, okay. Saramad.
I would love the first time number.
What's that?
I would love the first number you gave me.
Yeah, right, I know. You probably would. I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So it will be 5586.
Okay.
6938.
Okay.
0078.
Got it.
3345.
All right. I got it. And the expiration, please.
June 30, 25.
Okay. And the 3-digit security code, please.
889.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and get that updated, and then I'll go ahead and send this through, and it'll be for 398. And then there'll be two more emails on the way to you. One is a welcome note, and the other one is titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. And that one, we've got a little housekeeping to do. So if you'd like, I can walk you through the clicks and the typing on that email. I have to read it to you anyway. So I usually offer to save you time by just walking you through the typing and such, and then I can read to you. But it's entirely up to you.
I'm not sure. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I need to go back to work a little bit. So we're trying to...
No worries. So we'll do this super quick then. In fact, I can almost even speed read the reading portion to you if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, so go ahead, grab that email that says, you know what, I'm going to make it even easier for you. Or maybe you have the email already.
For the invoice or for the welcoming?
I see. It's still in the email queue. I'm going to grab the link. Well, if it would be cooperative. Okay, I'm going to come back to that part. So
is this to be signed? Do I need to sign anything?
Yes, it asks at the bottom, it'll ask, so there's a click here link. And then once you go to that link, at the bottom, there's a checkbox that asks if you're the authorized cardholder. And then ask for you to type your signature. I see it's still in our email queue. Sometimes
I have it here. I just clicked the check. I'm typing my name right now.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, you do that then. So, unless you need to concentrate on typing.
No, I got it.
So, okay.
Telling me to put username and password.
Excellent. We'll get you those login credentials on your onboarding call. So last little tidbit is the voice verification. This is a call that's recorded for quality assurance and outlines your service subscription with Local Splash. It's also recorded and added to your file as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sarmad. Say the name of the company.
King's Power Wash.
And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Sarmad Mikhail. I'm the owner of King's Power Wash.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
Sure, yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup have been charged on today's date, January 11th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable total of $398, the breakout of which is $299 for your first month, and a one-time only setup charge of $99. Going forward, beginning on February 11th, 2023, your recurring charge will be a flat $199. This is a true flat rate, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew on the 12th of each month. You may pause or discontinue at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. You understand and accept these agreements, cancellation and renewal terms. All good, Sarmad?
All good, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Congratulations. You're all set. Everything's good to go here. I can let you back to your day, and I will call you tomorrow for your onboarding call, okay?
Okay. So on the website, are you going to be what do you guys need from me so that you can update the website?
So they'll need photos, and if you've got logos or anything, they'll want those also.
So are you guys? Do you guys have access to it, or like how?
So we'll on your dashboard, you'll be able to upload photos for us there, and your technician tomorrow when we talk will walk you through how to do that. They make it super super easy.
But I can check my the dashboard right now, or
It the dashboard won't work until we get your login credentials to you on tomorrow's call, and then once we get you in there tomorrow, then yes, you'll be able to upload photos there. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Super. Any other questions for me?
Also, one more thing, says please notice that it can take up to 30 to 40 days to be in the result. Does that mean, not going to be shown on first page of Google? Like, 30 to 45 days?
Yeah, so the timeline of how things will roll out between now and day 7, we'll get your directory listings out, and that's about 60 of the most popular local directories at Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce. So we'll be getting you exposure there. And then within the first 14 days, your website will be up and relaunched, and we'll have your Facebook ads going. And then that entire time, up to around about 30 to 45 days, yes, we'll be doing programming and then sending information to Google. And then, of course, that little bit of a wait for them to get you on the first page. And that process, or that part of the process, takes about 30 to 45 days total. Yes.
Okay. I see. Okay.
So there'll be a lot of activity in the meantime. Gaining exposure for you. But yeah, the finale, the grand finale, is about 30 to 45 days out. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Well, Sarmad, I thank you so much for your business and your trust. I appreciate both. And I welcome you to the local Splash family. We think of everybody here as family.
Thank you so much for your help. And
you're
I
welcome.
Hope everything goes well.
It will. It will.
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Sarmad.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.